All right, picture this. It's 6 in the morning. I stand in my kitchen, hair doing whatever this is, and in my head I hear, dun, 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 epic hero music. I grab the cereal box like it's a treasure chest. I'm pouring in slow motion. I'm the main character.
Excuse me? What? Not the cereal origin story.
No, no. Let me have this. So I go to pour the milk, and the music is like full orchestra, drums. I'm about to conquer the day. And then, nothing comes out of the carton. Just air.
I'm already hearing the sequel. The moment you realize it's empty, the soundtrack instantly changes to that sad little elevator tune that plays when the mall is closing.
Exactly. It just turns into this off-key jingling noise like do-do-do, and even the imaginary band gives up. One violin, exhausted, like, we're done here.
This is chaos, and I love it. Welcome back to Laugh Vibes Daily, where apparently breakfast has a budget for special effects.
Today's scientific question, if your life had theme music, would it actually be epic or just a loop of mildly disappointing jingles?
Because honestly, I think everyone has secret background music. Like, you walk into work and your brain hits play on your own personal soundtrack.
Humans are just walk-in playlists of questionable choices.
No way, seriously? Because that's exactly how my whole day went. Let's keep it fun today and do this properly. My life had a soundtrack for one chaotic day, and I swear it changed every 5 minutes.
Okay, wait, what? Walk me through this soundtrack day. Did you wake up and immediately think, this needs a movie trailer?
Hear me out. I leave my apartment, right? I put my headphones in, but I don't play anything. I'm like, I'll provide my own. In my head, I'm hearing this dramatic slow-motion walk music, big drums. I'm strutting down the street like a hero, walking away from an explosion. Of course I did. And then, there's this tiny, invisible crack in the sidewalk. My foot catches, I do that panic half-run, half-trip, arms flailing, and my epic theme instantly turns into clown music. Just boop, 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 boop.
So the genre switch was from action movie to slapstick cartoon in under 3 seconds. That's efficient editing.
Meanwhile, somewhere up in the imaginary sound booth, there's a guy going, cut the drums, cut the drums. He tripped, hit the funny trombone.
And it gets worse. I regain my dignity, which took a minute, and I reach the crosswalk. You know that heroic music when the main character finally makes a big decision?
Decision? Do I pretend that didn't happen, or do I move to another city?
Option 3, stand there like it never happened. So I'm waiting for the light, and in my head, it's like this emotional build, strings, rising, and the big moment is literally just me crossing the street. That's it!
No, but we all do this. You step onto the crosswalk like, this is it. This is my scene. Camera from above, wind in my hair. Meanwhile, reality is like, car mildly honks because you're walking too slow.
I would classify that as overdramatic commuter anthem. High strings, very low stakes.
Arthur, please make a whole album called that.
I will, actually, because I've been mentally categorizing these. You've got main character walk music, like you two are describing. Then you have what I call Oops Gravity One music for every trip, stumble, and dropped object in your day.
Hold on, let me laugh first. Oops Gravity One might be my entire week.
That was me at lunch, actually. I went for this cool, slow-motion walk into the cafe. Door swings open. My imaginary soundtrack is like, ah, choir voices, spotlight on me.
Funny, don't start.
And as I'm picturing this, I miss the tiny step. Foot drops, body jolts, my bag flies, and my inner DJ hits shuffle. Suddenly, it's just one lonely kazoo doing its best.
So far, your soundtrack day is 90% kazoo, 10% orchestra.
That ratio feels very emotionally accurate for adulthood.
This made me laugh, because then I sat down with my coffee and the music changed again. You ever get that quiet indie film soundtrack in your head on public transport or in a cafe?
Oh, absolutely. You stare out the window like you're in a dramatic montage, but really you're just thinking about whether you locked the front door.
That's main character, but doing nothing music. Very minimal piano. Maximum overthinking.
All right, Casper, calm down. My brain gave me the full soundtrack for ordering a sandwich, like light guitar, some emotional humming, as if I was making a life-changing decision. It's literally, do you want cheese?
This is my favorite thing, because you can be doing the smallest task and your brain goes, cue the drama.
All right, let's stress test this. Rapid fire soundtrack assignment. Tiny life moments, and we give them their imaginary theme songs.
Yes, the soundtrack selector game. Let's go.
Okay, first one. You walk into a quiet room, late. Everyone is already sitting. It's silent, and you open the door.
Oh, that's easy. It starts with confident music in your head, like, you got this, you're only 5 minutes late. And then, the instant the door squeaks, it switches to that clumsy cartoon piano. Plink, plunk, as your keys hit the floor.
I'm hearing sneaky but bad at it as the official genre.
Next, you open the fridge confidently like a cooking show host, and it's empty.
Aw, that's tragic. It's dramatic violin at first, then it just fades into a tiny womp-womp trumpet. Like even your imaginary band is disappointed in your life choices.
That falls firmly under Disappointment Symphony in Why Didn't I Go Grocery Shopping Minor.
Okay, drop in your keys twice, same spot.
First drop, comedic little drum hit, but dumb. Second drop, the soundtrack just sighs, no music. Just emotional silence and maybe one distant symbol like, again?
That's human buffering. The system tried. It failed. It's loading. Still loading.
You just invented lag in real life.
Okay, one more. You finally remember the thing you were supposed to do right as you're getting into bed.
Nope, I'm turning the music off. Just static.
Actually, that's a perfect transition, because I have prepared something very important.
Oh no, Arthur came prepared. Everyone sit up straight.
Presenting the official Life Soundtrack Manual, version 1. Chaos.
This is chaos, and I love it. Go on.
Category 1, loading screen music. This is for waiting in line, waiting for the microwave, staring at the progress bar on your computer, or watching the toaster do absolutely nothing for 2 full minutes.
In my head, that's always some looped little beat that never goes anywhere. Just the same 4 notes forever.
Exactly. It never resolves. It just spins, like your brain. Category 2, boss battle music. This is for trying to carry all the groceries in one trip, wrestling with a fitted sheet, or attempting to open a jar you pretended wasn't stuck.
The fitted sheet absolutely deserves boss battle music. That thing has final boss energy.
You tuck one corner in, and the other two just escape like you thought.
In those moments, your inner soundtrack adds drums, maybe a choir chanting something vague like, fold, fold, fold. Category 3, mini victory fanfare. Extremely important. This is when you finally find your phone, when the USB plugs in the right way on the first try, or when you catch something you almost dropped.
Oh, that tiny trumpet in your head that goes ta-da when you don't completely fail.
Yes, or that split-second soundtrack when you remember someone's name just before they walk up. Instant confetti.
Category 4, awkward silence jazz. For elevator rides, sitting next to strangers on the bus, or that moment when two people try to move out of each other's way and they both go the same direction, repeatedly.
Stop. That little do-do-do in your brain when you fake laugh at something you didn't hear?
That's the soundtrack of, I missed half that sentence, but I'm committing to this smile.
And finally, Category 5, credits music. That's the sound when you finally flop into bed, lights off, and your body does the full system shutdown.
Oh, that gentle, you survived somehow music.
With the tiny text rolling in your mind. Starring me. Special effects, my anxiety. Soundtrack, that one song stuck in my head all day.
Post-credit scene. Did I send that email?
Okay, before we all spiral, I have a mini challenge. Walking theme song poses.
Oh no!
Each of us invents one completely ridiculous pose that would look insane in public, but in your head, with the right theme song, you feel iconic.
I'm already regretting agreeing to be here.
I'll go first. Mine is staring slightly off to the side like I'm in deep thought, walking way too slowly, hands in pockets, hoodie up, but the hood keeps sliding over my eyes, so I'm just bumping into things. In my head, emotional main character music. Outside, I look lost.
No, that's accurate. That's, I'm thinking about my life. But actually, you're thinking about pizza.
And also trying not to walk into a pole.
All right, mine. I put one earbud in, not both, very important. Chin slightly up, eyebrows doing that fake serious thing, and I walk like I just turned down a movie roll. Inside, my soundtrack is this powerful pop anthem. Reality, I'm going to buy dish soap.
That is such main character of a show that only you are watching, Energy.
And the show is called Forgot the Shopping List.
Why are you like this?
My turn. I call this pose the overly dramatic speed walk. Back straight, tiny determined steps, arms swinging way too seriously for the situation. In my head, intense chase music. In reality, I'm just late to catch the bus that I will still miss.
That's terrifying, because I can see you doing that.
Yeah, with your face completely calm, like an action movie extra who doesn't realize the camera's on them.
I don't see the problem.
Okay, hear me out. The big takeaway here, if your life had a soundtrack, it would be absolutely ridiculous, but also kind of amazing.
Because even when nothing huge is happening, your brain is out here doing movie-level sound design for you.
And that means even the so-called boring moments, waiting, walking, microwaving leftovers, are secretly scenes.
So if today feels like loading screen music, or awkward silence jazz, or full boss battle because the laundry will not fold itself, it's still part of your soundtrack. And honestly, that's kind of cool.
And hey, if you're buffering in real life today, same.
Loading? Please do not turn off your human.
All right, before our brains fully freeze, we want to hear yours. Tell us your life soundtrack moment.
Yeah, pick one tiny thing from your day. Waiting for the kettle, tripping over your own shoe, finally logging out of work, and describe what your imaginary PG theme song would sound like.
You can send a short description or a silly clip of you acting it out. No real music needed, just your best sound effects and imagination.
Tag us on social media so we can actually find it. Look for Laugh Vibes Daily, say hi, and tell us your official life theme. We'll share our favorites and give some shout-outs in future episodes.
All right, we're logging off before the outro music turns into more awkward jazz.
Stay silly, stay mostly on beat.
And remember, stay funny, stay happy. We'll see you in the next chaos.